Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A UN nuclear watchdog report seen by the Associated Press says Iran has slowed its enrichment of nuclear weapons-grade uranium. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The confidential report comes as Iran and the US are negotiating a prisoner swap and the release of billions of dollars in Iranian assets frozen in South Korea. Slowing its enrichment of uranium could serve as another sign that Tehran is seeking to lower tensions. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has 121.6 kilograms or 268 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, a far slower growth than in previous counts. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish President Erdogan says after talks Monday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, Ankara was against alternative proposals to last year's Ukraine grain agreement with Moscow, which Moscow ended in July. Both Ukraine and Russia have aired rival plans to start sending grain across the Black Sea on their own. But Erdogan, who helped broker the original deal, has been trying to revive the agreement and use it as a basis for broader peace talks. Erdogan said Ukraine needs especially to soften its approaches in order for it to be possible for joint steps to be taken with Russia. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Chagow said Friday that joint exercises with North Korea are under discussion. According to TASS, he also said Russia's regular military drills with Belarus will not take place. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto urged African leaders to seize the opportunity presented by climate finance as the continent's first climate summit opened. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Kenya's President William Ruto opening the event with a plea to delegates. Let the climate crisis be seen as an opportunity to attract billions of dollars in investment to the continent.
We have ample renewable energy potential as well, and the natural assets and resources to green our own consumption, but also to meaningfully contribute to decarbonization of the global economy.
Organizers say they anticipate hundreds of millions of dollars in deals to be announced at the three-day summit. Their aim is to showcase Africa as a destination for climate investment rather than just a victim of floods, drought and famine.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Two people died, one missing on Monday after heavy rains hit Spain, triggering flash floods that forced the closure of Madrid metro lines and high-speed rail links. The weekend storm affected almost the entire country. Europe's car makers have a fight on their hands to produce lower-cost electric vehicles and try to erase China's lead in developing cheaper, more consumer-friendly models. At Munich's IAA Mobility Show, Renault CEO Luca De Meo, in an interview with Reuters, said he thinks their new electric Renault Scenic ticks off a lot of those boxes.
You know, big trunk, more than 600 kilometer range with the thing at, I would say, a relatively affordable price and the total cost of ownership, which is very comparable to, you know, a hybrid product. So I think we have a lot of arguments.
According to an auto consultancy company, 8% of new EVs sold in Europe so far this year were made by Chinese brands. That's up from 6% last year and 4% in 2021. The Japanese prime minister said on Monday the government would allocate an additional 20.7 billion yen to support the fisheries industry after China's total import ban of Japanese aquatic products because of the releasing of water from Fukushima. 20.7 billion yen is about $141 million. More news on our website, voanews.com, and you can get your news 24 hours a day on our mobile apps from Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.